Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's when I share with you the things that are going on in my life. You get to laugh at me for a little while, but don't forget the Lord is watching. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Yep, that's true. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, and here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Yes, humor that will force you to think, was that funny? The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. 24 hours ago, he didn't return. It's 24 hours closer. Keep that in mind. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, call us, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Same number? Get on the show, share a praise report, or we'll pray with you. It's all fun. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Hello, friends. I'm your Vitamita Benjamin girl. Are you tired, run down, listless? The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle, Vitamita Benjamin. Vitamita Benjamin contains vitamins, meat, vegetables, and minerals. Yes, with Vitamita Benjamin, you can spoon your way to health.
What an excellent clip that was. Good job. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thingy. Taking your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues. Riveting interviews. Fascinating callers. Yeah, we don't got that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're giving stuff away. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
For over a year, you have heard David Spoon say, if you have any questions about Thrivent Financial, to just call Ruth. And that's me. I'm Ruth Puentes. I'm a pastor's daughter. I have been with Thrivent Financial over 5 years. Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team taught me about money. I am happy to say that I am the first homeowner in my family, and I know that Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team can help you too. Thrivent is a great Christian company, and whether you are young or old, if you have a little to invest or a large portfolio you want reviewed, the La Jolla Gateway team is here to help you. The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial partners with KPRZ to sponsor free workshops at local churches and pastor appreciation events, and even the KPRZ Leadership Academy. Please call me, Ruth Puentes, at 858-455-5227 or email me at ruth.puentes@thrivent.com.
There's not a mother, sister, friend, or brother loves the way that Jesus
on November 22nd, Mount Miguel Covenant Village, one of the area's premier retirement communities, invites you to experience the four-part harmonies and meaningful messages of Legacy 5, one of gospel music's favorite Southern gospel groups. As a continuing care retirement community and an equal housing opportunity provider, Mount Miguel Covenant Village offers active residential living and high-quality health care services that include assisted living, short-term rehabilitation, and skilled nursing. Since 1886, Covenant Retirement Communities, a ministry of the Evangelical Covenant Church, has been committed to providing affordable senior living options for people of all faiths. For more information or to RSVP for the Legacy 5 performance, contact Mount Miguel Covenant Village at 877-302-2697 or visit them online at retire@mountmiguel.com. retire@mountmiguel.com.
My name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting.
And I'm his wife, Brittany, who just had a beautiful baby girl, Brielle Maria Giacalone.
Honestly, it's the best thing that's ever happened to us. One of the things we wanted to do was to thank all the KPRZ listeners.
Our business has grown a lot lately, and we're very, very thankful.
So we wanted to pay it forward. Current Solar Contracting will donate $100 for every in-home consultation booked for the first 20 homeowners and $500 for every contract signed to Toys for Joy right here in San Diego.
Especially especially having a newborn baby, we really wanted to give back to the kids. They're so cute and they deserve to have a great experience. And what better way to pay it through Toys for Joy?
Help us reach our goal of $10,000 by December 13, 2014. Let's give back. Let's give joy to those who need it most, the kids.
Join the Current Solar family and help put a smile on a child's face. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsolarsd.com. Right, baby Ellie?
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you. You want to reach the show, you can do so by, first of all, you can call the show, just to make it easy for you. 866-KPRZ, 866-577-2473. Also, you can email the show at davidspoon@kprz.com. Or go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience. Give us a like and or make a comment. And then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience. All available to you anytime you would like. This segment, by the way, brought to you by our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. Now, I'm not sure if you remember the word association games, so we're going to try and do it again. We haven't done it for a while, but here we go. I say roof. You say Excalibur Roofing. See, I say roof. You say Excalibur Roofing. I say roof. And you say Excalibur Roofing, not DiMaggio. See, that's get the joke, roof. Oh, come on. 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, and testimonials from people just like you. Doesn't matter if it's new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs. It's irrelevant. They also do the water protection. They do different repairs in the sense of remodeling. They do all of that stuff. You know, it's just the what I want you to really understand about Excalibur Roofing is who you're dealing with. You're dealing with people that love the Lord, that continually pursue, serve in church on a regular basis. These guys are really committed to their walk in advancing the kingdom of God. And you have to like that. You have to like that. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com or go to Google and type in Excalibur Roofing or go to Facebook and then hit Facebook/Excalibur Roofing. You'll get all the information you need. Let them know you heard it on the show. Okay? Very, 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 very good. Okay. A couple things to go over. I want to make sure we're going to be doing a giveaway, not in this this segment, but in the next segment. We're giving something away that has, I think, a value of like $300. It's not $300 that we're giving away. It has a value of like $300. I thought that was kind of interesting. I did want to make a comment on some of the responses now that we're getting from the election. We're not going to spend a ton of time on the election because there's a lot of other stuff we want to cover. And if you will remember, to stay current in life, more than anything else, more than a newspaper, more than the internet, more than radio, you need to spend time with Jesus. That's how you stay current in life, okay? But this did come from the President Barack Obama in regards to what he had. This was his response, and I don't know if many people heard it or not, but he said this statement, and it's in a sound clip going around everywhere. He said, "I hear you, voters." Because, you know, it's a pretty big election for the Republican side. The Democrats really kind of took a beating in this one. And he says, "I hear you, voters." And then he says, "I also hear you, non-voters." I hear you, voters. I also hear you, non-voters. Okay, so here's my question, because I am dumb. Here's my question. Remember, this is not professional radio, folks. This is just radio. So here's my question. How does he hear a non-voter? I just work this through. How do you hear a non-voter? Okay, I hear you not voting loud and clear. No, that's me chasing butterflies. I mean, what does that mean? I hear you not voting. What does that mean? I need somebody to define for me what it means to say, I hear you non-vote. Is he saying, I hear you because you didn't vote because you don't support my policies? Is that what he's hearing? Or am I hearing, is he saying, I hear you voters, but I want to hear the people that didn't vote because I don't like the way you voters voted? What? There has to be something that's right there that makes some kind of sense. Because, first of all, I think it's amazing that he can hear non-voters because that is exceptional hearing. That's all I'm going to say on that. It's just exceptional. My question is, if he heard the voters, what are they saying? Here's what they're saying. I'm going to sum it up in two words. Ready? Going to keep it super simple. Okay? It's two words. I'm going to give it two words, and they're not happy birthday. Ready? Here's what it is. Not happy. You know that guy that goes around and goes, happy, 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 happy. Okay, well, the voters are going, not happy, 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 happy. So there's obviously they're communicating something. Now, what I want to see, and you know it's already started today, and we talked about it before. It's like, we'll see if the Republican side can do anything. They're already positioning and fighting. President Obama has already said he's going to continue to use his executive privilege. The leaders and both the soon-to-be leader of the Senate and the leader of the House, they're already going, don't be doing that. There's going to be a big trouble if you do that. They're already fighting. It hasn't even been 2 days. They're already at each other, going at it already. I am telling you, folks, if we do not pray that God helps this nation, if we do not spend time praying for our leaders, if we do not make it a pertinent issue in our lives to pray for the people that we have selected, by the way, based on the principles that are in Exodus 18:21, if we are not being diligent in prayer, this nation will not endure. Now, it's not going to endure forever anyway, but I really don't want to be a part of the generation that helped it drop off in the sea, so to speak. I mean, at least let's do our part and let's seek the Lord and let's be humble enough and smart enough to acknowledge that if we will turn to God and ask for his help, then it won't always have to be a fight of the left and the right, and that there could be a genuine submission and surrender in service. And I just would encourage everybody to be praying for everybody. Pray for your leaders, the Bible says, not against them. You pray for them. And I'm just hopeful a little bit, not a lot, a little bit, that the Lord will have mercy and give us a chance, because we really need that. Well, one other thing I want to bring up on this subject is the pollsters are having quite a hard time, and apparently there's quite a fervor amongst the pollsters and all of their systems that they're using, because they all missed the big GOP tsunami. They didn't see it coming. And so now the pollsters, guess what the pollsters are going to do? Now tell me how much I like this. The pollsters are going to do a study on why the polls aren't working and defining things. Because, you know, there's nothing that resolves things better than a study. Because studies show that every person in the last 100 years who lived past 135 is dead by now. That's one thing the studies have shown. Folks, polls and studies are probably a good tool, but they're only as effective as they are objective. Paul, I like that. Robo Paul, what do you think of that? They're only as effective as they are objective.
That sounds good.
That's to be the new saying for all polls and all studies. They are only as effective as they are objective. Keep in mind that anybody can write a headline and you can look at that headline and think it's true. It's not always true. So I'm just encouraging you to be aware that the pollsters are going to study why the polls aren't working, to see what the study is that they should do. And they don't. They're not certain. But I will tell you this, and I wanted to bring this up. There's a new group that's come out, and this group has organized an event. And guess what they're doing? You'll never believe what they're doing. This one you want to write down. They're putting sweaters on trees. Now, this is not pollsters or people that do studies. This is not Democrats or Republicans. This is a group of people that are getting together, and they're putting sweaters on trees for the colder months. They're putting sweaters on trees. They've done it to 125 trees so far. Don't they understand you can't put a sweater on a tree? It has to be a down jacket. I'm not real sure what they're thinking, but perhaps they will pull it together relatively soon. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, it'll be DDD time. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
KPRZ presents Jesus on Trial, David Limbaugh, at Skyline Church on November 6th at 6 p.m. Join KPRZ for Limbaugh's rare appearance in San Diego.
I decided to write the book because maybe I can share things and reach people through a Christian apologetic that the ordinary minister or theologian could not.
On Thursday, November 6th at Skyline Church, join New York Times bestselling author David Limbaugh in person as he confronts the skeptics head on, sharing arguments and stories from his new book, Jesus on Trial. Limbaugh applies his lawyer's eye to examine the evidence for the historical accuracy of the Bible. Don't miss an evening that'll produce powerful arguments to show the truth of the gospel. Rush to KPRZ.com to get your tickets. Jesus on Trial, David Limbaugh Book Tour, is sponsored by Current Solar Contracting and Presidential Limousine.
Christ has already been on trial and he acquitted himself. He conquered death and conquered Satan so that we can live.
You like being a homeowner. Will you stay a homeowner? Ignore your termite problem and eventually there might not be much home left. Yes, I said your termite problem. It's a fact. The typical home in California has termites, so you can pretty much bet you have termites. And if you're not battling your termites, then you may already have lost vital support beams in your home. Do nothing and it will cost you lots and lots of money. It's termite swarming season and billions of little bugs are looking for places to live and eat. Fight them off with All Pest Pros. No big ugly tent, no hotel rooms, no hassle. All Pest Pros will find your termites, kill them, and keep them out with a long-term barrier of protection. Continue the battle with a treatment insurance plan so California's termites won't become your termites. Win the battle for your home. Call All Pest Pros now at 619-212-7912. Call for your free, no-obligation termite inspection, and new customers save $250 on a whole house treatment. Ask about our every other month pest control service. 619-212-7912. 619-212-7912.
A tin hut.
This is your drill sergeant speaking. Listen up, people. 0.49%. You heard me. 0.49% financing from Miramar Federal Credit Union at Military Auto Center's tent sale this Saturday. I want you to report to Miramar Federal Credit Union parking lot on the corner of Black Mountain and Miramar Road Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Why? Why, sir?
Because Military Auto Center is having a big sale and you need a car, that's why. You can choose from the specially selected cars, domestic to foreign, pre-owned models, and get a great price with low financing. Do you hear me?
Sir, yes, sir.
Remember, Saturday only, Black Mountain, Miramar Road, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, report as ordered.
Sir, yes, sir.
Interest rates are subject to credit approval. Certain rules and restrictions apply. See MiramarFederalCreditUnion.com for details.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. You've heard me for many years tell you what I believe is the best investment, no questions asked. Because, well, get like stock market growth without the risk of losing principal and interest no matter how far the market could fall. Gold, silver, stocks, real estate can all lose. Don't wait for another catastrophe like in 2008 when millions were lost. Roll over those IRAs, 401k, SIPs, or any money you want to keep safe. One of the biggest concerns people say is, Craig, I don't want your index product because it ties up my money. Well, not anymore. I have a new product. Most index products have penalties if you bail out early, and you could lose some principal. This product lets you have all your original investment back anytime you want to bail out. So now you have instant liquidity. And the best reason to do this is you get an immediate 6% bonus added to your initial investment. 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247.
If you're looking for a great value, look no further than your Honda dealers of San Diego County. The 2014 Accords are selling down fast, so don't miss the best prices of the season. Find your nearest dealer at sthondadealers.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friends at Genesis Recovery. Recovery. You notice how I tried to get the last part of that word out at the end of my breath, and it really didn't come out.
Nice, recovery.
Like, recovery. All right. Genesis Recovery San Diego, this is one of the things that they do. It's very important. They help people that are stuck. And I mean stuck in life. I mean stuck in life in regards to stuck in behaviors and in sinfulness that is destroying them. People who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. People who have given up hope. They're looking for restoration of their physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health. Genesis Recovery is the place to go to when you've gone everywhere else, it hasn't worked, it's not getting there, and we're at the bottom. These guys are taking the hardest cases, and they're helping people. So if you're a person who's been stuck, enslaved to drugs or alcohol, you're just stuck, man, you can't get out, give these guys a call. Contact them. Get in touch with them. If you're a person that wants to sponsor or help these folks in the ministry that they're doing, helping people who are at rock bottom, do that. Call them up at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Go to their website or go to Google and type in Genesis Recovery San Diego and check them out. They're connected to the Rock Church. They've got a fabulous ministry. Tommy has a heart to reach people who are at the bottom and have no chance. And you love that. I love that spirit that says, I'm going to go reach to the person that's not reachable. That's the kind of people we like sponsoring and encouraging and blessing and being connected to on the show. Okay? All right. Keep in mind, a quick check of the weather will tell you it's beautiful. It's a beautiful day out. Just really nice. And then we have a giveaway. Do we have any more information on the giveaway?
I have it right here.
What was that? Was that you?
That's normally what you do. I just show people I have it here.
That one? Is that what that was?
No, this one.
Okay. All right, this close. Okay, so what is the giveaway? Because my understanding is this is for the registration for the Family Life's Weekend to Remember Marriage Getaway, November 21st through the 23rd at the Hyatt Regency in La Jolla. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's a gift card. It's going to get them the complimentary registration for two. So they're both paid for the weekend to remember. And it is a $300 value.
It is a $300 value. It is covering the registration for two people. It is for November 21st through the 23rd at the Hyatt Regency here in La Jolla, not far actually from the station, ironically. And it's a free gift that we're giving away, and you came up with the rules yourself, Robo Producer. What were those rules?
The rules are very simple. Normally, they have to like say a catchphrase, hi, hello, hola, spoon. Well, this time, if they want to win, besides being whatever caller you deem worthy, they have to give me their best I'm Batman or I'm Batman.
Okay. Then we'll take, what are we going to take? The third caller giving
sounds
us
good. Caller three.
The caller three that gives the third caller. Who gives the best I, Batman, or is it just the third caller?
I'm Batman.
You're going to have to really choose wisely here, just so you know.
I'm Batman. I apostrophe M, Batman.
I'm Batman.
Very good.
Thank you very much. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. You got to use the I'm Batman. Just do the best you can. That's going to be kind of
an Italian mobster version of I'm Batman.
Okay. Well, we can do a Pinocchio. I'm Batman. I can do that version. Anyway, if you call, it's a $300 value. It pays for the registration for you and your spouse. And I know some things that they're going to be doing there. They're going to be doing the receive your some of the classes, clarifying your role as a husband and wife, resolving conflict in relationship, maintaining a vital sexual connection, expressing forgiveness to one another, increase your commitment, creating a deeper level of intimacy. This is a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff. So this is a very, very cool giveaway. So I'm pretty, if you're in that place, you know, we're already getting calls and stuff, but, you know, you got to remember the big phrase. I'm Batman. Okay. I don't know if you can do that or not. I think that's funny. For those that don't think that's funny, it's a little funny. All right. Okay. While Robo Producer is doing that, I'm going to launch into something that I wanted to do, and that's a DDD that is really, really important. And I get a little tired every once in a while of all of us being thinking that we're just cattle and sheep, and in the context of they just roll us in, roll us out, move us in, move us out kind of thing. So I want to do this DDD, and I'm going to give the information. I'll have a robot producer write it down later. But I do want to let you know that, in fact, we do have up from yesterday. Yesterday was the two-year anniversary show. I share my testimony about the Lord bringing me back into ministry. So this is the third time we've done some kind of testimonial element. And it's pretty good stuff. It's a pretty interesting, compelling radio. So if you want to listen to it, you can always go to thejewishchristian.com or davidspoon.com, or you can go to kprz.com, and they have a link to it there as well. Really want to encourage you to listen to it if you want to hear that the Lord can demonstrate in many powerful and unique ways that he's for you, he's with you, and he loves you. And so I just share how the Lord does that in my own life. Let's go into this DDD. It's Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2. That's Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2. And it says this: "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. And the Lord has chosen you to be a people for his own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for his own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth." Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2. Let me say something that you don't hear very often, but I want to make sure you catch it. Ready? I just wanted you to hear this one line. Ready? Okay. If you are a Christian, yes, you are special. I know. Oh, no, you're not special. No, that's not true. See, the Lord could have chosen any group of people off of the entire face of the earth. He did not choose all people, as evidenced by his interaction with the Pharisees when he said, "You're of your father, the devil." That makes that pretty clear. But he said specifically here in this passage in Deuteronomy, "You're a holy people to the Lord. The Lord has chosen you to be a people for his own possession. Out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth, God chose you." Now, what I want you to catch in that is that you are special. It is important. Now, you might not win every prize. You might not do fabulous through every trial. You might fail and fall and do it often. But God chose you. And when you wake up tomorrow morning, the grace and the mercy of God, they're fresh, they're new every morning. When you come to consciousness, when you wake up in the morning, you know you're alive and you're there. Yet another day God has granted you by his grace and by his goodness. When people say, "Oh, you're not special," yes, you are. God thinks you're special. He chose you out of the peoples who were on the face of the earth. How special? Very. And you think, "Oh, well, everybody's chosen." First of all, Jesus said, "Many are called, few are chosen." So, wrong. Many are called, few are chosen. And he chose you if you name the name of Jesus Christ. And yes, theologically, it's beyond you. Oh, no, it's real simple, Dave. Predestination and election, they're real simple. Church has been trying to figure this stuff out for 2,000 years. They're writers for 2,000 years. And actually, that's not even true. Let me rephrase that. Theologians have been trying to figure that out for about 6,000 years back in the day when God selected Abraham. So it's like it goes way back.
Hey, I got something special. Why don't you just stop worrying about that and start living for Jesus?
There you go. I mean, here's the coolest part about the whole thing. You don't have to feel guilty because you're special. This is the thing I want people to stop doing. "I feel bad. Why?" "Well, because I was chosen." "Would you rather be unchosen?" "No." There you go. See, that's one of those self-conversations that just makes it simple. And when people get mad at you who are not Christians, and I use this line, I've used this line before, and people, I've gotten some real flack from this line, which is why I'm going to repeat it, because it's worthwhile. When I'm engaging with somebody and you can tell that their entire position is just to simply reject Jesus and tell me how stupid it is to be a Christian and all that other stuff, and they go through that whole process, you know what I say? When there's just no way, you know, most people say, "Well, I'm just going to pray for you, brother," or "I'm just going to do my best to love you on your brother. I'm just going to do this." I don't say that. I say, "I'm sorry that God did not choose you." Because it's not my fault. I'm not the one making the selections. I'm sorry he didn't choose you.
That's a drag. Bummer. Bummer for you. It's like, come on. It's like, I'm not going to feel bad because God chose me. I should feel bad that the Lord said you. I feel terrific about it. I wake up thinking, gosh, the Lord loves me. First of all, he's either exceedingly gracious, merciful, and kind, or is some DNA element of love. Because who would choose me? I wouldn't choose me. What are you talking about? And I'm not going to feel guilty about it because I feel great about it. And it's beyond my overall theological concept, which is fine. That's fine. But I'm not going to ignore that God thinks I'm special. He thinks I'm special, and I think that's cool. What is wrong with that? Nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. You can feel special. It's okay. When the devil comes along and says, you shouldn't have been chosen, you can just, as if you're real, this is the only time you do this. You can also say, you probably shouldn't have rebelled. Anyway, you know, I mean, that's how it goes. But okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, stories, history, and more DDDs.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM. KPRZ.
When it comes to Caltrans workers, their lives are flashing before your eyes. Always remember to move over if it's possible or slow down for flashing amber lights ahead. It's the law and could save a life. Flashing lights mean move over.
For over a year, you have heard David Spoon say, if you have any questions about Thrivent Financial, to just call Ruth. And that's me. I'm Ruth Puentes. I'm a pastor's daughter. I have been with Thrivent Financial over 5 years. Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team taught me about money. I am happy to say that I am the first homeowner in my family, and I know that Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team can help you too. Thrivent is a great Christian company, and whether you are young or old, if you have a little to invest or a large portfolio you want reviewed, the La Jolla Gateway team is here to help you. The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial partners with KPRZ to sponsor free workshops at local churches and pastor appreciation events and even the KPRZ Leadership Academy. Please call me, Ruth Puentes, at 858-455-5227 or email me at ruth.puentes@thrivent.com.
The villagers had never seen a funeral like this. No mourners wailing, no dramatic displays of sorrow. Pastor Maher led the service with joy and the knowledge his father was now with Jesus. A message of hope, even celebration. A message never heard of in this region of the Middle East. Many funeral visitors were curious and stayed to talk. Pastor Maher spoke of the hope that only comes from knowing Christ. The gospel was shared. Seeds were planted. Perhaps a church could flourish here. Pastor Maher is hopeful. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and yes, even in the Middle East.
You can support the pastors of Whitefields. Your gift of $50 or more per month will sustain a new pastor. Visit whitefields.org today or call 760-846-8610. Whitefields.org.
No pastor should be a stranger.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life, everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, it's crazy the blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
KPRZ presents Jesus on Trial, David Limbaugh, at Skyline Church on November 6th at 6 p.m. Join KPRZ for Limbaugh's rare appearance in San Diego.
I decided to write the book because maybe I can share things and reach people through a Christian apologetic that the ordinary minister or theologian could not.
On Thursday, November 6th at Skyline Church, join New York Times best-selling author David Limbaugh in person as he confronts the skeptics head-on. Sharing arguments and stories from his new book, Jesus on Trial, Limbaugh applies his lawyer's eye to examine the evidence for the historical accuracy of the Bible. Don't miss an evening that'll produce powerful arguments to show the truth of the gospel. Rush to KPRZ.com to get your tickets. Jesus on Trial, David Limbaugh Book Tour, is sponsored by Current Solar Contracting and Presidential Limousine.
Christ has already been on trial, and he acquitted himself. He conquered death and conquered Satan so that we can live.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Lock me in and throw the key away. In this sad position where I lie, from the corner of my eye, callous friends just pass me by. Dr. Bay's a visit.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here. The KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Oh, a few people knew the history of that. Current Solar Contracting is the sponsor for this segment. Tom and Brittany and baby Briella. B-R-I-E-L-L-E. Is that Briella or Brielli? It's Briella. Anyway, here's the deal. This is one of the things they're doing. For the next 20 people that call Current Solar Contracting and have Current Solar Contracting do a free analysis at your home, even if you don't buy, even if you don't purchase, they're still going to take $100 and donate it to Toys for Joy right here in San Diego. They're going to do it for 20 people in a row, $100 just for doing the consultation, just for meeting with them. And then every contract they sign, they're taking $500 out of every contract and giving it to Toys for Joy between now and December 13th. The goal is to give $10,000 to Toys for Joy to be a blessing to other families and to other kids and to other people that just have less. So we encourage you to call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com. Currentsd.com. You can also go into Google, type in Current Solar Contracting. They'll pop up that way. I'm telling you, these guys are great. They just got a really great spirit. And they just feel so blessed that the Lord gave them a wonderful baby that they just want to give back. And this is how they decided to do it. And we think it's totally cool. So we say yes and amen. For those that are not aware, don't forget the big event with David Limbaugh tonight over at Skyline. Go to kprz.com if you want to get more information. Definitely a worthwhile. I mean, anytime you can hear an apologetic author speak, you should, because it really gives you a greater understanding of how to talk about the faith and from a really not an intellectual point of view, but from a knowledge point of view. It's really cool. We got the weekend to remember. We've got the November ministry giveaway, which is In Touch Ministries. We're giving away another iPad. I think it's an iPad mini, right? It's an iPad mini. So we're doing a bunch of stuff. Go to kprz.com to get that information. It is worthwhile for you to spend the time doing that. Okay. I don't want to be overly or underly spiritual. I don't know if you could be underly or overly spiritual. I'm not sure. Well, I guess you could be. So I do want to point out that there is an interesting piece of information for people that are sci-fi fans.
Checking in.
People that enjoy science fiction. I happen to be one of those people. Everybody can go, look what they do now. The Lord used a Fantastic Four comic book to save me. So, boom. You know, I don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? And you think, well, no, he used Jesus to save me. Yes, but he used the Fantastic Four giant comic book to help me understand the gospel so that when the gospel was presented to me, it made sense to me.
And every other attempt to reach me failed miserably.
I'm going to have to go back and watch the episode, but I'm going back and rewatching the original Star Trek, Dave. And there was an episode I was watching a few nights ago, and they actually brought up the Bible and the Lord our God.
Oh, yeah, no, no. Like, yeah, no, and I know exactly which episode you're talking about. But anyway, for those that are fans, and especially for those that are Star Wars fans.
Oh, I think I know where you're going.
They have the Episode 7 title. It has been revealed. Are you aware of what the title is?
I am aware of it. I don't have it in front of me, but Kevin from Coffee with Kevin told me on his way out, and if I remember it correctly, once you say it, it's pretty epic. If the movie matches the title, it's going to rock.
Yes. Star Wars, the title for the Episode 7, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. The Force Awakens.
And then I also had, maybe this is on that article as well, everybody usually says that Empire Strikes Back, best sequel ever made. According to Anthony Daniels, who plays C-3PO, it is going to even outdo Empire Strikes Back, and wow, it's going to blow everybody's minds.
Wow. Not to be outdone by that, because you know you can't quit right there. I'm talking about movies. We talk about everything, folks. We talked about politics. We talk about scripture. We talk about life. For those that are old enough to remember the Steve Austin $6 million man, it has been cast, the new movie, The $6 Billion Man, and the star will be Mark Wahlberg. He is going to star as Steve Austin, who after a horrific crash on an experimental plane is saved by doctors when he has bionic replacements, both legs, his right arm, his left eye, and then what we're expecting is a lot of... Because that's how they did this. Anytime the bionics were moving, all they did was they took the film and made it go slow-mo. it's the greatest trick in the world. Watch, we're going to sell this thing. And that was about the bionics.
You know what the subtitle of the movie is?
What's the subtitle of the movie?
The $6 Billion Man Adjusted for Inflation.
Now that is a good joke. That's a good
every
one.
Once in a while.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. Okay, we got a teaching I want to do out of Malachi. How often do we do teachings out of Malachi? Not that often, right? So this is a teaching out of Malachi, and it is Malachi chapter 1, verse 8. For those that do not know what Malachi, what's Malachi? Well, okay, there's 66 books in the Bible. There are 39 in the Old Testament, and there are 27 in the New Testament. The 39th, or the last book of the Old Testament, is called Malachi. It's the very last book of the Bible, Old Testament version. It's the last writing before we go to the Gospels. Is that exceedingly pertinent? No, it's all pertinent. that's the real thing. It's a very fascinating read. It's a fascinating book. It's a challenge where the Lord says to the people on several occasions, but you say, which is God's kind way of saying you're wrong. He's just saying it differently. Here's Malachi chapter 1, verse 8. And listen to this and tell me what you think of this, because this is in the beginning of the book. Maybe it'll encourage you to read the book. But when you present the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you present the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Why not offer it to your governor? Would he be pleased with you, or would he receive you kindly? Says the Lord of hosts. What he's talking about is animal sacrifice, okay? Something that we're not a part of, but you certainly understand what's going on. And he says, you know what? When you're doing animal sacrifice to me, when you're doing offerings to me, you're presenting blind animals, you're presenting lame and sick animals, you're giving me the dreck. You're giving me what you have is like, oh, this is like the worst of what I got. Okay, give that to the Lord. The Lord gets that one. That leg is broken. He doesn't have an eye. Give that one to God. And so the Lord says, you present an offering to me, and it's offensive because you give me what's left over. Would you do that if you had a dignitary that came into your midst? Would you offer him something that was like your leftovers? Well, you know, I have a half a ding-dong here in my garbage pail. Hold on, Governor. Let me find that for you. Okay, now political strife aside, I'm talking about in general. Okay? Would you give leftovers to a dignitary? A dignitary is coming to your house to eat dinner with you?
And you're going to give them what? Well, you know, there's this old tuna in the back of the fridge. I'm thinking, yeah, I'll slap that on a piece of matzah and just give it to them. That'll work. Yeah, you don't do that. You wouldn't do that. That's offensive, right? I mean, you the respect. The Bible says honor where honor's due. There's a sense of respect. Certain offices command that. Hey, that's what God is saying. This is the thing that people are missing. If we wouldn't give leftovers to dignitaries, how can we give the Lord leftovers? You know, when you're in church, I just want to say this real fast because this is super important. You know, when you're in church and they pass the offering basket and you take your wallet out and you look at what's in your wallet and you figure out, well, I could spare this. That's exactly what's being talked about. There's a 10 right here. I didn't even realize I had that. I'll put that in the plate. Hey, you know what? God's not broke. If you can't give him your best, if you can't give him your first fruits, don't sin by giving him your leftovers. It's offensive to God. And by the way, that means your time too. You don't give God your leftover time. Oh, I got this leftover for you, Lord. Here, it's like a burrito, kind of an old one, but there you go.
Should be giving the Lord your best.
You got to give him the first fruits, the best, the very best of what you've got. Cain's offering was not received like Abel's offering was, because Abel gave the best of what he had. To give God anything less is insulting, and he doesn't appreciate that. Wow! Thank you, Malachi, stepping up to the plate. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, more DDDs in history. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon vow of assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit teamkiaofelcajon.com.
My name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting.
And I'm his wife, Brittany, who just had a beautiful baby girl, Brielle Maria Giacalone.
Honestly, it's the best thing that's ever happened to us. One of the things we wanted to do was to thank all the KPRZ listeners.
Our business has grown a lot lately, and we're very, very thankful.
So we wanted to pay it forward. Current Solar Contracting will donate $100 for every in-home consultation booked for the first 20 homeowners, and $500 for every contract signed to Toys for Joy right here in San Diego.
Especially having a newborn baby, we really wanted to give back to the kids. They're so cute, and they deserve to have a great experience. And what better way to pay it through Toys for Joy?
Help us reach our goal of $10,000 by December 13, 2014. Let's give back. Let's give joy to those who need it most, the kids.
Join the Current Solar family and help put a smile on a child's face. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsolarsd.com. Right, baby Ellie?
My name is Don, and a lot of stuff happens to me. My wife even calls me Disaster Don once in a while, but that's not fair. I'm just a little unlucky. I mean, who hasn't been to the hospital for a giraffe bite? Ah! And engines fall out of cars all the time, right? But since that stuff happened, I needed a lot of cash at once. So I called Cash Call at 866-590-CASH.
At Cash Call, we can lend you a big chunk of money so you can handle all your unexpected expenses at one time. You can borrow $2,600 to $25,000 by tomorrow with no collateral and make monthly payments or pay it back all at once.
Yeah, Cash Call lent me enough money for everything. And uh-oh, is that lightning again?
If you need a lot of cash all at once, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. Because dealing with the unexpected doesn't make you a disaster. It makes you just like everyone else.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. So tell us about the Team Kia customer experience.
When you come to the dealership, you know, it's like welcoming somebody into your home. We're going to offer you some coffee or some water. You want the place clean. I want the men to open doors for women. That's how I teach my boys, and that's what I do for my wife. That's our goal, is to develop a relationship with people. You get to know who we are by the people you meet.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back, those that can find their seat fast enough, to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, what was that? Was that you telling everybody you were running behind? So what you didn't see is, for the first time in 2 years.
I think so.
Robo producer was here in the studio talking to me. Instead of me having to run from the production room to the studio, he had to run from the studio to the production room.
I was like, oh, look, that's our cue. We're back on.
We're back on the air. Where are you? I was talking about Star Trek, Dave. Oh, I want to make sure everybody understands this. This is not necessarily the perfect timing, but it is still, you got the November-y kind of time, and that for a lot of people is Thanksgiving. You just got that Thanksgiving, so now we're in that little, autumn kind of feel, the autumn style?
The autumnal feel.
Yeah, so I came across this one article that I thought was worthwhile, making mention of the fact that not every thing in regards to autumn and in regards to pumpkins has to do with coffee. This is a five items that are all pumpkin inspired. They are foodies.
Ooh.
So two of these are okay. Three of these are unbelievable. So we'll just read them as they've been listed. Here's one of the first things, and you sometimes you do need to see the pictures. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I kind of want to see that picture, just go into Google and type in what I'm about to tell you. Pumpkin spice pizza cake.
I'm going to have to Google that one.
It's like, yeah, it looks so weird. It's like a big pizza pie, but it's pumpkin-y and spice. It's weird. He's actually Googling that right now just for people who want to know. How about this? Pumpkin spice latte burger. A pumpkin spice latte burger. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know exactly how that would work, but I'm looking at the pizza cake and it looks tasty.
It looks pretty amazing, I must say. Pumpkin ice cream. This is a big Baskin Robbins thing.
I have had that, and that is all. Yeah, it's a Baskin Robbins thing. It's incredible.
Very good. Pumpkin spice Oreos.
No, are those new?
I guess.
I can go for those.
They say they're only in limited stores, so you got to look for them. Now, I don't understand this one, so you're going to have to help me explain it because I don't know what one of the words is. It's a food word that I don't understand.
Okay.
Spicy pumpkin breakfast pizza pie with spicy orange ghee hollandaise.
Ghee? No, are we doing karate?
G-H-E-E. Is it ghee? Ghee?
No, I'd say you're right. It's ghee. I just don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, two of them are pizzas.
Hey, you can't go wrong
with pizza. I'm totally in. I totally support this.
What's the name of the pizza one again?
The first one's pumpkin spice pizza cake, and then the other one's spicy pumpkin breakfast pizza pie with spicy orange ghee hollandaise. I don't know. You know, folks, I just read this stuff. I'm not even sure what it means, just to let you know. Okay, a couple things to tell you in the next hour. We got a very interesting, fascinating interview coming up that we recorded. I want to just mention this real quickly. Remember we were talking about going to Israel? We were talking about experience Israel. Well, it came about where the wife and I were not able, probably within a month of the trip, we were not able to go, but there were still some people that went, and we wanted to know how that experience was. And so one of the people that went came into the studio today. I had a chance to talk with her. We spent probably about a half hour together, and we did a recording on an interview. And I'm going to tell you, I have never talked to anybody about going on a trip where they expressed how a trip, a spiritual trip, absolutely changed their life. Now, I've gone to a multitude of conferences all over the country. and actually all over the globe, okay? And I've been impacted greatly. But I would never have gone as far as to say it completely revamped. You know, it, sometimes it's a real boost. Sometimes it helps you in your theology. It helps you with understanding. If you go to a worship conference, those are the best because worship conferences are like cool because what do? You worship. So it's like that's totally cool, right? So that's really good. Not to knock the other conferences, but that's cool. Come on. But she was so overwhelmed. I mean, this really impacted her. And when you hear this interview that we're going to do, which is going to be in the next hour, it's going to make you think, I got to go. I'm just listening to what she's saying. Got to go. And she's like 100% there. She drove all the way down here, spent some time with us, shared, showed us pictures. Just absolutely incredible. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our break, come back, and then we've got a few other things we have to take care of, and then we're going to play you that interview. It's absolutely fascinating stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're going to be coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.